春塔之音，服务员一聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2021年1月9号，星期六。我们非常荣幸的邀请到敬爱的萨提亚德瓦帕布为我们讲述今天的圣莲伯加梵歌的早课。感谢大家的聆听 ，Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna, good morning to all the devotees in China.
Hare Krishna, 中国的奉献者们，大家早上好啊。
I'm extremely happy to be here with you today.
我今天跟大家能够在一起，真的是感到非常非常的快乐。
We have a lot of questions left over, and I'd like to try and answer them all today.
然后上个星期剩下的问题挺多的，所以我会尽力在今天把所有的问题都回答完毕。
Otherwise, you might all stop asking questions or even coming to these classes.
否则的话，你们可能都不愿意再继续听这些讲课了。
So I thought we'd read one verse in purport, which would be we're on chapter 1, and this would be text 43 in the purport.
所以我想的话，今天我们还是一起来阅读《伯加梵歌》当中第一章的第43诗节。
And then we'll jump right into questions.
然后就立刻跳到回答上周的问题之中。
And for all of you who are watching the news and what's going on here in America, I'd just like to just give you my quick opinion.
OK. 对于感兴趣于现在在美国境内正在发生的状况，然后对于这些奉献者的话呢，然后我现在就来迅速的跟大家分享一下我的想法，我的意见。
We've been discussing how the system of demonocracy, when people are unqualified, you know, unless people are very qualified, they actually can't participate in a democracy.
Democracy.
So Prabhupada used to call it demonocracy instead of democracy.
That's so witty. 所以说顾鲁就说到，就是我们这段时间一直在讨论，就是关于民主制度，然后就是说到这个民主制度的话呢，真的需要有资格的人来参与，然后才会使得整个制度能够运作下来。然后怕当时把这个民主这个英文单词的话呢，然后他谐了一个音，就是那种很好玩的同相当于是双关语，然后就民主就实际上它前面那个音的话就成了恶魔的那个音了。
So that's how Trump got elected, because of a bunch of lower than suitor people came out to vote, who normally don't come out to vote, they're so low.
而这就是使得特朗普然后之前能够得以当选总统的原因，因为当时的话呢就是有这样一群很较低的这样一些苏爪的这一群人就是站出来去选举了，而实际上这些人在此之前都从来没有出来选举过。
So we've had 4 years of corruption and incompetency at the head of the government. That's gone all the way down. You know, it's like an octopus with its tentacles.
所以说的话呢，这就有4年的时间，在美国境内的话呢，就是完全是整个这个政府的这个首脑部门的话呢，就非常的腐败，然后并且非常的无能，然后这也就是完全像一个八爪鱼倒下一样的，就完全是一落千丈的状态。
And there's been so much lying, you know, on social media, and there are so many corrupt politicians who enabledTrump to be so incompetent.
They enabled Trump to be incompetent.
Well, he was incompetent, and they enabled him. They didn't try and stop him.
然后所以说的话呢，甚至在整个美国的社交媒体上，有许多的这些谎言在发生着，还有不少的这些政客，然后也是就是在促使着，就是在导致着特朗普就是更加的这种无能。
So, you know, 2 days ago, the Capitol was stormed by a violent by violent people, and this was a wake-up call for all Americans, but also it kind of singled out all the corrupted people that were also enabling Trump. So it was actually a very good thing.
Oh, singling out those people who are basically like Trump supporters.
Right. And those were also, they were promoting lies that weren't true, you know.
所以说就在两天前我们都知道这个大新闻，然后美国的这个国会的话呢就受到了一群那些暴力人士的这个冲击，然后大家他们是特朗普的支持者嘛，就跑到那里去摇旗呐喊，然后而这个整个事件的话呢就相当于是当头棒喝一样的，然后震醒了所有的美国人，然后并且也把那些特朗普的背后的支持者们然后给就说给暴露了出来，然后因为这些人一直就是在撒着谎然后在说着谎言，但是却完全是去想去就是去证明自己说的谎言全都是真实的。
So now they can't promote those lies anymore, which is a really good thing, because if what had happened 2 days ago had not have happened and Trump just left, they could have continued to promote those lies and made it very difficult for the next government to function.
而实际上这个事情的发生的话呢，特别从一个角度来看是很好的，因为如果要是没有这个国会发这个国会暴力事件的发生的话，那么那些一直在支持特朗普的背后的那些操纵者们，然后他们还会继续的去支持，继续的去运作他们的那些谎言，然后所以说的话呢，实际上爆发了这件事情，也就中断了他们的这样一种恶劣的做法。
So I'm just praying that. This will be a more pious government and that the relationship between America and China can improve again so that all of us devotees can be together.
所以说我就在好好的祈祷下一届的政府会是一个比较虔诚的政府，然后并且中美之间的关系的话呢会有所改善，那么这样的话我们大家作为奉献者才能真正的聚到一起嘛。
Yeah, because ultimately, you know, we're not into nationalism, we're into absolutism, absolute truthism.
因为归根结底的话呢，我们都并不是关注于这个民粹主义，而是更多在意的是这个在意的是绝对真理的主义，就是它相当于是一个谐音哈，就是真正关注的是绝对真理。
Yeah, one God and we're all.Children of the same God.
只有一位神，然后而我们所有人都是这位神的孩子。
Okay, so I'll chant Jaya Radha Madhava, and we'll read verse 43 in purport.
好，那么现在我来唱 Jaya Radha Madhava, 然后就一起来阅读43诗节。
Thank you for listening to my diatribe.
对。
That was kind of my long-winded, little speech.
Oh, 非常感谢大家耐心的听完我的这个单口，不叫单口相声，就是这样我一个人的独白。
Yeah, so I'm very happy about what happened. I think it's the best thing that could have happened.
所以说我很高兴真的是发生了这件事情，我觉得这是能够发生的最棒的事情了。
Okay.
자유 라다 마라바 군자비 하리 자유 라다 마라바 군자비 하리 고피 잔나 발라바 기리 가나자리 고피 잔나 발라바Girivanajari Yasoda Nandana Vajajana Vajana Yasoda Nandana Vajajana Vajana Yamunati Ravanachari Yamunati Ravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Gopi Janabalabha Girivanadari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Vajana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Vajana. Yamana Tiva Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Adi Nita Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Gaur Holy Name Ki Jai Krishna Arjuna Ki Jai. All right, text 43. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Utsana Kula Dharmanam Manushanam Janardana. Narake ni yata vaso avati yanu sushruma. Utsana.
破坏。
Kula Dharmanam.
那些有家庭传统的人，那些有家庭传统的。
Manushanam.
这些人的。
Janardana.
Krishna.
Narake.
在地狱。
Nityatam.
永远
Vasa
居住
Bhavati
变得
Iti
如此
Anushushruma
我从使徒传戏中听说
Translation of Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O Krishna, maintainer of the people, I have heard by disciplic succession that those who destroyFamily traditions dwell always in hell.
译文：众生的维系者 Krishna， 我从使徒传习中听说，破坏家庭传统的人会永远住在地狱。
Purport: Arjuna bases his argument not on his own personal experience, but on what he has heard from the authorities.
要指 Arjuna 的论据并不是建立在他个人的经验上的，而是从权威那里聆听来的。
This is the way of receiving real knowledge.
这就是接受真正的知识的途径。
One cannot reach the real point of factual knowledge without being helped by the right person who is already established in that knowledge.
人只有求助以获得真知的人才有可能获得真理。
There is a system in the Varnashram institution by which before death one has to undergo the process of atonement for his sinful activities.
社会阶层制度中有一项死前赎罪净化仪式，经常作恶的人必须进行赎罪仪式。
One who is always engaged in sinful activities must utilize the process of atonement called the prayaschitta.
这些经常作恶的人必须进行这个叫做 prayaschitta 的赎罪仪式。
Without doing so, one surely will be transferred to hellish planets to undergo miserable lives.As a result of sinful activities.
不然肯定会转身地狱般的星球去过悲惨的生活。
Om Aganata Mirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chaksuru Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namahom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamane.Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshutarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Viradhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhu Veva Cha, Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namah. May peace prevail on earth.
愿地球上洋溢着和平。
May peace be in our homes and in our nations.
愿我们的家园和国土洋溢着和平。
And may our divine missions be fulfilled.
愿我们神圣的使命得以实现。
So, Arjuna, up to this point, he's giving very convincing reasons why they shouldn't have this battle.
那么到目前为止 ，Arjuna 一直所给出的这些原因是极具说服力的原因，来说明为什么不应该发生这场战争。
Yeah, he says if you, you know, especially if you kill the elderly leaders of society, then the rest of the younger generation will become irreligious, and this will produce unwanted children, and the family unit and society will fall apart.
那么他就说到，如果社会中年长的领导者被杀害的话，那么年轻的这些年轻的一代，年轻的几代人就会变得是非宗教的，这个叫做就没有宗教追求或者是反宗教的，那么的话就会由此诞生出不想要的孩子，那么最终家庭单元和社会就会分崩离析。
And we can see in Kali Yuga how this has actually happened.
并且我们真的能够在卡利年代看到 Arjuna 所描述的这个现象确实就是在发生着。
Yeah, the family unit has fallen apart.
家庭单元确实都崩坏了。
And everyone is engaged in their religious activities.
然后基本上每个人都在进行着这些非宗教的这些活动。
And the society is full of unwanted children who are emotionally disturbed, and they get married and produce children, and the emotional disturbance continues on for generations.
那么社会当中都充满了这些不想要的孩子，然后他们的话呢，都是在情绪上备受困扰的，然后他们在结婚，在生育孩子，所生下来的孩子，然后也是继续的去延续着整个这种情绪上的创伤和困扰。
And now many children, they don't receive, you know, they don't have a healthy home life.
很多孩子都没有健康的家庭生活。
And oftentimes they don't even have two parents.
很多时候的话呢，都不是双方父母都在的。
So they don't receive much training at home.
由此也就没有在家里获得足够的训练。
And the burden of managing these disturbed children falls upon the teachers in school.
那么这就导致了去管理和教育孩子的重担都掉到了老师和学校的身上。
And so even the schools have become dangerous for the teachers.
那么所以说学校都变得对老师来说是个危险的地方了。
Because the children don't respect any authority, right?
因为孩子都不尊重权威，对吧？
And they have no purpose in life. They don't know why they're alive. And they see the unhappiness of the elderly members.
然后是elderly members and?
Well, just the adult members of society, they see people are working hard and dying, and they're unhappy, and they're like lost.
所以说这些孩子的话呢，他们没有对人生就是抱有任何的这种目的，也不知道自己为什么是活着的。然后他们就看到社会当中这些成年人过得非常的不快乐，非常的痛苦，然后就是努力工作，然后最后死去。所以说这些孩子就非常非常的迷失了。
So it's very interesting in the first couple of verses of the Bhagavatam, the purpose of the Bhagavatam is explained.
所以说很有趣的就是在《薄伽瓦坛》的最开始的前几个诗节中就阐释到了 博迦瓦坛被书写出来，或者是就是诞生出来的目的是什么，意义是什么。
So the Bhagavatam has appeared in the Kali Yuga to give light to those who are misdirected in society and give them purpose.
因此在卡利年代博迦瓦坛的出现就是为了给予光芒，去给予那些迷失了方向的人，失去了方向的人，给予他们光明，来使得他们重新获得人生的意义。
So all throughout Prabhupada's books, we find that what is the actual purpose of human life, which is to awaken and go back to Godhead, and we get direction on how to fulfill that purpose for ourselves.
因此贯穿帕帕所有的书籍当中都谈到了就是人类生命的目的，那就是要得以觉醒，然后回归守神，并给予具体的方向来说明我们如何能够做到这一点。
Okay, so, you know, up to this point, Arjuna has just been basically he's been giving his opinion, right?
所以到目前为止 ,Arjuna 一直在给到的都是他的意见，对吧？
But now he's coming to the conclusion of his reasons for not wanting to fight.
而现在的话呢，在这里他就提到了他的一个结论，就是他所有讲到的这些理由的结论，为什么不应该去参战的原因。
Yeah, so this verse is very instructive to us, because now Arjuna is saying that this is just not my opinion, Krishna. This is what I've heard from the disciplic succession.
所以说这个诗节的话呢，实际上对我们来说是很有指导性的。因为 Arjuna 在这里就说到，Krishna, 这可不是我的意见哈，这是我从使徒传记当中听到的。
Yeah, so, it's in order to receive knowledge, knowledge that's perfect knowledge, we can't rely on our human condition.
Okay. 因此的话呢，为了去获得完美的知识，那么我们就无法只是依赖于人类的条件或者叫人类的状况。
Because the human condition cannot well, the human condition, we have four faults.
因为的话呢，人类的条件是有四个缺陷或者叫缺点的。
And so these four faults make it difficult for the human being to actually have pure knowledge or know what's right and what's wrong.
而这四个条件或者四个状况的话，就导致人类很难去获得纯粹的知识，也就是很难能够真正的去分辨什么是对，什么是错。
I'm looking for something. Oh, here we go. Yeah, so these four faults are mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita in the introduction.
而这四个缺点就在博迦梵歌的导言部分被提到了。
The human beings are sure to commit mistakes.
人类肯定会犯错。
And I think we can all attest to that, right? Can anyone say that they don't make mistakes?
所以说这一点我们肯定都同意，对吧？有没有谁会说我肯定不会犯错的呢？
We're subject to illusion.
第二条就是人类易受幻觉，易遭受幻觉。
Is there anyone here listening today that hasn't at one point believed that he was this mind and body?
那么今天在这里听课的各位，有没有曾经在某一刻是真正相信自己就是自己的身体，就是自己的心意呢？
And we have a tendency to cheat others, or we're selfish.
然后并且的话呢，我们有这种欺骗他人的倾向，以及我们非常的自私。
And our senses are imperfect.
然后最后一点的话呢，那就是我们的感官是不完美的。
Yeah, so even we may try to unbiasedly observe what's happening, we still, or what we perceive is not accurate.
因此我们即便努力的去公正的、不带偏见的观察正在发生的现象，然而的话呢，我们所感知到的一切却并不是完全准确的。
So the classic example is if, you know, for centuries, you know, man thought that the world was flat and that the sun, that the earth was the center of the universe and the sun was going around the earth.
那么最好的最经典的一个例子，那就是几个世纪或者几百年以来，人类社会一直都相信地球才是整个银河系的中心，然后并且相信地球是平的，就不是圆的，然后是平的，然后并且地球是整个宇宙的中心，太阳围绕地球转。
And if we had never heard from somebody with superior knowledge that actually no, the earth is a ball and it's moving around the sun, we wouldn't believe it.
而如果我们不是从那些就是更高层的、更高级的那些人士、更聪明的那些人士，听到他们的教导，就说到哦，地球是圆的，然后并且太阳才是宇宙的，才是这个整个银河系的中心的话，我们根本都不会有这样的知识，然后也不会去相信这样的知识。
Yeah, so because as human beings, we make mistakes, we're subject to illusion, we have a tendency to cheat, and our senses are imperfect. It's impossible for us to have perfect knowledge.
这的话呢，考虑到人类的这四种状况，那么容易犯错误，易受幻觉的困扰，然后并且有欺骗他人的倾向，然后以及不完美的感官，这就导致我们很难去获得纯粹的真正的知识。
So Arjuna is basing his arguments on what he's heard from the disciplic succession or from those who are realized souls that have perfect knowledge.
因此 Arjuna 是基于那些基于使徒传信，基于经典，基于那些已经觉悟到了真理的那些灵魂那里，从他们那里所听来的这些论点，从而来阐释他自己的论点的。
Yeah, so especially this is very imperfect. I mean, this is very important when we want to have discussions about the absolute truth.
因此的话呢，如果我们要去讨论绝对真理的话，那么这一点就是尤其重要了。
Because the understanding the absolute truth is beyond what humans can perceive.
因为去理解、去明白绝对真理，这是超越了人类能够感知到的范畴的。
And ultimately, knowledge is coming from that which is beyond the material world. It's coming from the spiritual world. It's coming from God, who is perfect.
而归根结底的话呢，那么知识都是来自于神，来自于绝对真理，来自于那个超越了整个物质宇宙的灵性世界。
Yeah, so in order to receive perfect knowledge, we have to hear from those who are in the disciplic succession of Krishna or God.
因此要想获得完美的知识，我们就需要去聆听使徒传系当中的人士的教导，然后也就是聆听 Krishna 他的这个整个传承下来的这些人的教导。
Yeah, so Arjuna is saying, Krishna, this isn't my opinion. This is what I've heard from the disciplic succession that ultimately goes back to you.
所以说 Arjuna 在这里说的就是，这可不只是我的意见了，这是我从使徒传系当中听到的，而使徒传系的话呢，最终是可以追溯到您 Krishna 的呀。
Yeah, so debate about the absolute truth is not so helpful.
因此的话呢，关于去关于绝对真理所进行的，就绝对真理所进行的辩论争论是没有太多意义的，没有太多帮助的。
But if we are happening, if we happen to have discussions about the absolute truth, then, we can only have discussions if we base our words on what we've learned from the disciplic succession.
因此的话呢，如果我们碰巧去进行关于绝对真理的讨论的话，那么我们只有在把自己的话语是基于从使徒的传习当中所学来的知识，是基于这个前提的话呢，我们才能够去进行关于绝对真理的讨论。
Otherwise, we're guilty of mental speculation.
否则的话呢，我们就犯了这个mental speculation 这种自食思辨。这种对自食思辨的这样一种罪。
Yeah, and if we're just speculating, then it's just, you know, my opinion versus your opinion.
而如果我们只是在进行自食思辨，就是在这个智力上去猜测的话，那实际上只不过是我的意见，我的观点来对立你的观点而已。
So this is actually part of the austerity of speech.
而这实际上就是言语的苦行之一。
You know, so austerity speech means you speak the truth.
而言语的苦行就指的是你说的是真话，是真相。
Well, who's to say if it's true or not?
那么又有谁来判定某个人说的话是真的还是假的呢？
What is the standard of truth?
那么真理或叫真相的标准是什么呢？
Well, the Vedic standard of truth is to base what you say on what you've heard from the disciplic succession without interpretation or speculation.
而伟达对于这个真理或叫真相的标准，那就是的这个标准的判断，那就是去看你说的话语是不是基于你从使徒传习那里所学来的知识。而不带任何个人的解读和个人的猜测。
So in this connection, Prabhupada gives us an instruction about how to discuss the absolute truth.
How discuss? 那么
properly.
那么基于这一点的话呢，帕帕就给予了我们训示，来教导我们如何恰当的讨论绝对真理。
So let's look at Bhagavad Gita chapter 17 verse 15.
我们一起来看着博迦梵歌十七章的十五十节。
And then we want to look in the purport.
然后我们再来看其要旨。
So this is in the context of austerity of speech.
而这个部分的话呢，是基于这个言语的苦行的一个背景。
Austerity of speech consists of speaking words that are truthful, pleasing, beneficial, and not agitating to others, and also in regularly reciting Vedic literature.
17.15 言语的苦行包括说话真诚，悦人益人，不使别人感到不安，经常诵读伟达经典。
And in the purport, Prabhupada says, the process of, this is like about halfway down,the process of speaking in spiritual circles is to say something upheld by the scriptures.
Let me see. 在灵修方面，讲话的正确方式是讲述圣典确认的事情。
One should at once quote from scriptural authority to back up what he's saying.
讲完之后，立即引述权威经典作为支持依据。
Yeah, so this is very important for us, this instruction.
所以说这个训示对于我们来说是非常重要的。
We cannot just say my guru said or Prabhupada said.
我们不应该只是去说我的孤儒是这样说的，帕帕是这样说的。
No, we actually have to give proof.
我们实际上还应该去给予证据才行。
So we have to show where it says that in Prabhupada's books.
因此我们必须要展示出来是在帕帕的书籍的哪个地方他是这样说到的。
Yeah, so for us as his followers, the highest proof is Prabhupada's books.
所以说对于我们这些作为帕帕的追随者来说，那么最高的证据那就是帕帕的书籍。
Because in Prabhupada's books, he's speaking to everyone, everywhere, at all times.
Everywhere and all time. 因为就在帕帕的书籍之中，他是对每一个人，对每一个地方的每一个人，然后来写到的。
And then we have, quotes from Prabhupada on his walks, and also in his lectures.
然后并且的话呢，我们还有这个帕帕的这个晨间散步的时候，他的讲课，然后他所引述的那些话语啊，然后以及他的课堂讲课的时候的那些教导。
So there we're also receiving knowledge from the disciplic succession.
因此的话呢，通过这个晨间散步和实际的课堂当中，我们也可以获得使徒传系的知识。
And then we also have Prabhupada's letters.
然后我们还有帕帕的信件。
But Prabhupada's letters are not quite the same as his books because in his letters he's giving specific instructions to specific people sometimes. That's according to the, to the person and the circumstances, and it may not apply to everyone.
Okay. 而帕帕的这个信件的话呢，和他的书是有点不太一样的，因为他在信件里所写的是专门针对具体的人所写的具体的训示，所以说是根据那个人以及根据那个人的情况而写，所以说因此可能并不是适用于所有人的。
Okay, so I'm gonna wind up my talk here so we can get to the questions, but I just want to say that now Arjuna is coming to the conclusion, and he's basing on what he said up to this point.On what he's heard from the disciplic succession, he's not just giving his opinion.
所以说现在的话呢，正课我就先讲到这里，因为要回答问题了。不过的话呢，在开始回答问题之前，我就来最后总结一点。那么今天这个师节的话呢，实际上就是Arjuna他在开始总结了，对，他还在总结，在给予他的结论。那么就是到目前为止像他所给出的所有的论据或者论点的话呢，并不是他自己的观点，而是基于他从使徒传系当中所聆听到的知识。
And so knowledge that is coming through the disciplic succession transcends these four human faults.
通过使徒传系而获得的这些知识便会超越人类的四种缺点。
And it's the only way that we can get information and knowledge about the absolute truth.
并且这也是我们能够去获得关于绝对真理的知识和信息的唯一方式。
But Prabhupada, he also says that this knowledge is not just meant to be collected as information.
但当然帕帕也曾说过，这门知识并不仅仅只是为了这个收集信息而已。
It's also meant for contemplation and realization.
并且的话呢，也是旨在用于沉思和冥想的。
Okay.
Okay.
Let's get to the questions.
Okay, 好，那么我们现在就来看回答大家的问题了。上个星期剩下的问题还挺多的。我看好上个星期应该是从上个星期剩下的第一个问题是潘家他的话不问的吧，我觉得应该没有回答。The first question from last week, maybe from 潘家他的话不。Nirvana Maharaja 和所有奉献者 Krishna 的教导总是超越 Arjuna 遵循的经典，按照经典 Arjuna 是正确的，但 Krishna 认为是错误的，在具体情况下奉献者应该遵循经典还是直接的训示？这个问题是不是有回答了？ Maharaj, I couldn't really remember if we have answered Panchatattva Prabhu's question. Maybe you have the memory. So he's asking that Krishna's teaching always transcends the scripture that Arjuna follows. So according to the scripture, Arjuna is right. However, Krishna believes that that's the wrong approach. So in specific situation, devotees should obey, should follow the scripture or the direct instruction. Did we answer that?
No, we didn't. And I'm not even sure if I agree with this premise.
Oh, the premise that is what?
His premise is that Arjuna is following the scripture, but because Krishna is present, that kind of trumps the scripture. I think that's what he's saying. Is that?
Ah, yes, that's beyond the word beyond. Yeah. Okay, I see. I will tell him. 潘切塔瓦帕布 这个问题还真没回答呢。然后布鲁就说，他不同意您在这个问题当中所提到的这样一个前提。这个前提就是，Arjuna 确实遵循的是经典，而 Krishna 如果 Krishna 临在 ，Krishna 的教导将总是超越 Arjuna 所遵循的经典。
Yes, I'm not sure if I understand this question.
所以就故事说，我不确定我是不是真的明白理解你要问的问题。
But I really don't see a difference between Krishna and the scripture.
因为我真的没有看到在 Krishna 的教导和这个经典当中的教导这二者之间有任何区别，有任何不同。
And we understand, you know, the truth by by comparing three sources of truth.
Understand the truth by comparing three sources of truth.
Yes.
我们是通过去比较三种真理，或者叫真相的，应该叫真理吧。我们是通过去比较三种真理的源头来理解真理的。
The living guru.
第一个就是活着的 guru.
The scriptures.
第二个就是经典。
And the previous sages and how they applied the teaching.
然后第三个就是先前的圣人。那么之前的这些圣人是如何运用经典的呢？
And you've all heard the example. It's similar to a court of law where they try and understand how to apply the law by through the judge, through the law books, and through the past previous cases called precedent.
Yes, that I know. 所以说我们都知道，就是在美国的法律体系当中的话呢，他们在执行，就是在具体判决一个案件或者是一个诉讼的时候，就是会找三个来源。第一个的话呢，是基于法官的意见；第二个就是基于这个律法本身，就是这个法律这个书籍本身，而第三个就是基于先前曾发生过的类似的或者是同样的案件或者是诉讼案，然后当时是怎么判决的，他们也会基于这些判决结果来判断到底该怎么来去对进行这个事情。
And even Krishna, when he's speaking,He also quotes from, in the Bhagavad Gita, he quotes from Vedanta Sutra and from the Vedas.
那么即便 Krishna 他本人在讲话的时候，他也会去引用经典。那么在博迦梵歌当中的话呢，他也引用过就是 Vedanta Sutra 以及维达经。
So there's really no difference between Krishna, the scriptures,there's no difference between Krishna and the scriptures.
因此的话呢，就是在 Krishna 和经典之间，实际上是真的没有区别的。
So in the 15th chapter, verse 15 of Bhagavad Gita, in the second half of the verse, Krishna says that the purpose of the Vedas is to know him.
那么在博迦梵歌十五章的十五诗节的后两句 ，Krishna 所说的就是韦达经的目的就是为了去了解他。
And that he wrote the Vedas.
并且对他说的是研习所有韦达经，目的就是了解我。实际上，我就是终极韦达经韦丹他 Sutra 的编撰者。
And that he says I'm the knower of the Vedas.
并且 Krishna 在这里也说到。我也是韦达经的知悉者。
Vedasya sarvar aham eva vejo Vedanta krit veda vit eva chaham. So Vedanta krit means I wrote the Vedas.
所以这个诗节的最后一排的梵文词 Vedanta krit， 这个 Vedanta krit 的意思就是指终极韦达经的编撰者。
And I'm knowable by the Vedas.
Oh, I'm knowable by the Vedas.
You can know about me through the Vedas.
所以说 Krishna 在这里就说到，你可以通过韦达经来了解我。
And he also says Veda Vid, I know all the Vedas.
然后并且他也说到 Veda Vid， 这个 Veda Vid 的意思就是指韦达经的知悉者。
Yeah, so I don't know what more to say. I don't know exactly the point Panchatapa Prabhu is trying to make.
所以说 Guru 就说到他接下来就不知道具体的就不知道该说什么，因为他不确定 Panchatapa Prabhu 在这里想要具体问的这个根本的问题是什么。
So if what I just said didn't address your question, maybe you can rephrase it.
所以如果刚才我回答您的问题的话，并没有真正解决到您的问题，那么就麻烦你再换一种表述方法来说明你的问题。
Okay,
next one.
Yeah.
好，我们来看下一个问题。这个问题有一点点长，是 Ratnamala Malaji 问，应该我希望没念错名字。Hare Krishna 顶拜所有的奉献者，顶拜 Guru， 这个卡利年代都那么久远了，这些错误的观念和思想也不是某一代人造成的，是年代的影响，要改变还真的有难度，因为不正常的生活方式已经成为很正常的了。如果有阻碍休息的路上那就是正常的，把这些当作业报来接纳，做好自己的职责，把所有的一切都看作是 Krishna 的安排，从而让我臣服所有的人。从而让我臣服于所有人，应该玛拉吉这里是这个意思。这种认为是否正确呢？感恩咕噜甘露，顶拜您的莲花足。Okay, so here this Ratnamala Malaji is offering her obeisances, and she's asking that. So the Kali Yuga has progressed for such a long time, and all those wrong beliefs and ideas are not just caused by one generation, but generation after generation.So it's very difficult to change that because such an unhealthy and abnormal lifestyle has already become the norm. So for that reason, that we encounter difficulties on our spiritual path, that is quite, that is really normal. So it means that it's really normal for us to encounter difficulties on the spiritual progress. So just to accept these things as our karma and to engage in our duties properly and to see everything, being arranged by Krishna so that I can surrender to all the people. Is this kind of thinking, is this kind of idea,correct?
Well, you know, we can. It says that the Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults.
那么书中说到卡利年代就是一整个充满了错误的海洋。
Kali dosha nidai rajan. This is a quotation from 12th canto of Bhagavatam.
然后 Guru 刚才说的那句梵文的话呢，就是来自于就是引用的《薄伽瓦坛十二篇》当中的一句话。
Asti heko mahanguna, but there is one good quality.
但是即便是一整个充满错误的海洋的话，这个年代还是有一个优点的。
Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parandraja. By chanting the holy names of Krishna, one can overcome the influences of Kali Yuga.
通过吟诵吟唱至尊主的圣名，我们就能得以克服卡利年代的影响。
So, even though Kali Yuga is, you know, we start, you know, from, you know, in order to make spiritual advancement in Kali Yuga, it seems like there's lots of obstacles, which there are.
那么为了在这个年代能够取得灵性上的进步，看起来我们真的是要去克服很多很多的阻碍、障碍，而确实也是如此。
Yeah, there's no uniform teaching and we're born into bad behavior that's generational.
那么没有统一的教导，并且的话呢，我们也是出生在这种诞生于就是充满了错误行为的家庭之中，而这些错误的言行的话呢，实际上也是几代人、很多代的这个家族祖先所传承下来的。
And especially by, due to technology, we're especially distracted and disturbed and dissatisfied within.
而又由于这个科技的原因，科学和技术的原因，我们就更加是备受困扰，然后就是心意被打扰，对，叫被打扰，心意就备受打扰，然后非常的容易分心，然后注意力不集中，然后并且内在有许许多多的不满足、不满意。
Yeah, so when we look at Kali Yuga from that perspective, we could look at our birth as, bad karma or a horrible thing.
因此如果我们基于这个角度来看待卡利年代，看待我们所处的状况的话，看到我们的这个出生的话，就会发现真的是很糟糕的业报了。
Gee, why wasn't I born in Satya Yuga, where everyone was a great yogi?
就会想，哎呀，老天爷啊，为什么我们出生在黄金年代呢？出生在黄金年代，人人都是这个瑜伽师，都是圣人呢。
Poor me.
我真的太可怜了。
That's one way to look at it.
所以这是我们可以观看卡利年代的一个角度。
But the demigods, they're looking at it quite differently.
然而的话呢，半神人的角度又完全不一样了。
They're hoping to take birth in the Kali Yuga, especially the Kali Yuga where Krishna and Lord Chaitanya appeared.
而半神人们都希望能够在卡利年代能够投胎投生，然后特别是当主 Chaitanya 和主尼塔兰达还在的那个时代。
Yeah, because by chanting the holy name, you know, under their guidance and directions, we can, it's possible to go back home, back to Godhead in one lifetime. It's possible. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it is potentially there.
因为在基于他们的这个指导和指引之下的话，我们以此来吟诵吟唱Krishna 的圣名，那么就真的是有可能能够在这一生之中就得以回归守神，回归家园。当然我说的是可能哈，并不是说肯定，我们都是有潜力能够去实现这样的目标的。
Not only that, whatever progress you make in bhakti in this one life can never be diminished or lost.
不仅如此，我们在这一生当中所在 Bhakti 中取得的进步是永远永远都不会减少，不会消失的。
Yeah, and also when, when the dream is really hellish, you want to wake up.
并且的话呢，如果梦境真的很糟糕，就真的是在做噩梦的话，那你肯定是想要赶紧醒来的。
Yeah, so they really motivate one to, you know, to question, you know,What is the purpose of life? Why am I here?
所以说这真的就会促使一个人去质问为什么我是谁，我为什么会在这里，人生的意义是什么。
So actually, it turns out that to be born in Kali Yuga at this time is a great opportunity.
因此的话，最终一切就证明了，能够出生在卡利年代的话呢，真的是太棒了。
So that's how we should look at it, because it's true.
嗯，而这就是我们应该去看待自己的这个看待这一切的这样一种这种视角，因为这确实是真实的。
You got some kids at your house?
Yeah, neighbor's kids, the Thai people like to get up early and scream around.
If it's not the dog, it's the kids.
Yeah, yeah. Guru 在问我这个背景音当中为什么有小孩在吼，我说邻居家的小孩。
Anyway, thank you for your question.
嗯，好的，谢谢您的问题。Okay, next one.
Yeah.
好，我们来看下一个问题。这个一灵祖智敏奉献者问：顶拜咕噜，感谢翻译，谢谢。新人提问：我如果不懂得宽容别人，怎么能得到主的宽容 ？Hare Krishna。So here this Mataji is asking on behalf of a newcomer, and the newcomer is asking that if I don't know how to forgive others.Tolerate and forgive others, forgive, then how can I get the forgiveness from the Lord?
that's a very nice question.
嗯，您问的这个问题问得特别好。
It makes me think of the Lord's prayer that's spoken by Jesus.
The what spoken by Jesus?
It's called the Lord's Prayer that's spoken by Jesus.
嗯，就是故事说，您问的这个问题就让我想起了耶稣基督曾经说过的这样一段祷文。这个祷文的名字就叫做主的祷文。嗯
yeah, in that prayer, Jesus mentions actually, but he talks about forgiveness.
嗯，在这个祷文之中，耶稣基督就真的是谈到了宽容。
So he says, "Our Father who art in heaven."
他就说到我的亲爱的天父啊。
Your name is holy.
您的名字是神圣的。
We pray that the spiritual world appears, he says, we pray that thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's the prayer.
Earth, right?
Your kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In other words, you know, let's all follow your will and earth will become like heaven because everyone in Vaikuntha follows the order of the Lord, right?
I see. 所以说耶稣基督就说到我亲爱的天父啊，您的名字是神圣的，我们祈祷那么灵性世界能得以降临到地球之上，然后换句话说就是如果我们去遵循神的意志，那么这片土地就会变得是圣土，就会变成是神的王国。
Then Jesus says, give us this day our daily bread.
Give us
today, you know, the food we need.
然后他继续说到主啊，请您赐予我们今天的食物吧。
Actually, Jesus is acknowledging that the Lord is our maintainer and protector.
而这句话实际上就是在表明，耶稣基督是在这里去承认，去说到，至尊主是我们的维系者，是我们的保护者。
And then he says, now he talks about forgiveness.
好，然后现在他在这里就谈到了宽容。
Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. He's saying, you know, forgive me to the degree that I can forgive others.
Oh, okay. 然后他就说到 forgive me to the degree that I can forgive others. 然后耶稣基督继续在这个祷文里就说到请主您原谅我而这个您原谅我宽容我的这个程度的话呢就和我能够去原谅他人能够去宽容他人的程度是一样多的。
So, you know, I think this is to her question, you know, how can we ask the Lord to forgive us if we can't forgive others?
所以说我想这句话的话呢，就是在回答这位奉献者问的问题，就是如果我都不懂得宽容别人，又怎么能得到主的宽容呢？
But really we cannot forgive others until we can heal our pain and forgive ourselves.
Forgive ourselves. 然而的话呢，我们除非是能够真正的去治愈自己，能够真正的去原谅宽容自己，那么否则在此之前我们都无法能够去原谅他人的。
In other words, if somebody hurt us and we're hurting, it's not possible to forgive.
换句话说，如果有人伤害了我们，而我们仍然还感受着这份痛苦的话，那么在这种情况下，我们是不可能能够去原谅这个人的。
So we shouldn't, the question shouldn't be, how can I forgive someone?
所以说问题不应该问我怎样能够去原谅另一个人。
The question is how can I feel my pain and heal?
而问题应该这样来问，我应该怎样去感受我的痛苦，然后并且去sorry, Gumaj, can I close the door a little bit?
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
sorry. So, 不好意思啊，让大家久等了，就我把门关上面这个噪音。So, Gumaj, you were saying that how can I feel my pain and
how can I feel my pain so that I can heal it?
OK, 而问题应该这样来问，我应该怎样去感受我的痛苦，从而能够去治愈我的痛苦呢？
Yeah, so once you can take responsibility for your pain and heal from it, then forgiveness automatically results.
因此一旦当你能够承担起责任，为你的痛苦承担起责任，并且能够去治愈你的痛苦的话，那么 随之而来的便会是你对自己的原谅或叫宽容。
Yeah, because, you know, when we're resentful and when we feel hurt, our heart is closed.
因为当我们心怀怨恨，当我们倍感痛苦的时候，感到被别人伤害的时候，我们的心门就紧紧关上了。
And as long as we hold on to that pain and that resentment, the heart stays closed.
而只要我们还紧抓住这些痛苦，紧抓住这些怨恨不放手的话，那么我们的心门依然会是紧闭着的。
And that's why we feel pain.
而这就是为什么我们感到痛苦的原因。
Yeah, whatever's happened's already happened.
无论发生了什么，已经发生了。
It's not happening now.
而曾经发生的事情并没有在当下此刻发生。
But it's happening in our memory, in our mind.
然而曾经发生的事情却仍然在我们的记忆里发生着，在我们的身体里、心意里发生着。
And our ego will not let go of it.
而我们的假我就是不愿意放手这样的回忆，放手这样的痛苦。
And so that's actually the cause of suffering.
而这就是导致我们受苦的原因。
So when we can feel our pain, which means we can tolerate it and allow it to be there.
而当我们能够去感受自己的痛苦，换句话说，我们能够去允许它的存在，能够去容忍它的存在的话。
Yeah. And really hold it, almost like you'd hold a crying baby.
然后能够真正的去捧着它，这个捧着它的意思就仿佛是你捧着一个在哭泣的小婴儿一样。
Right, you ever have a crying baby?
大家有没有曾经遇到过一个嚎啕大哭的小婴儿呢？
I had three of them.
或者说我曾经捧过三个。
Actually, I have many now.
然后实际上我现在捧过更多，故事这句话实际上是在暗示他现在捧他的孙子。
Yeah, right, so yeah, you know, you change them, you feed them.
然后你跟他们换尿布，然后还要喂他们吃东西。
They're still crying.
然而这些小婴儿仍然嚎啕大哭。
Then what's left to do?
那接下来最后你只能做什么呢？
You have to physically hold them.
你就不得不真正的是去抱着他们。
You can't yell at them and tell them to shut up.
你是没办法朝着他们吼叫，然后叫他们闭嘴的。
No, you have to be fully there and hold them.
你必须真正的是完全为这些小婴儿而在，然后真正的去捧着他们。
And then eventually they calm down.
然后最终的话，他们就会安静下来。
Because they feel safe, they feel secure.
因为他们会感到安全。
Then they relax.
就会放松下来。
Then they go to sleep.
然后就会睡着。
Yeah. So, you know, our inner pain is like that.
而我们内心的痛苦就像是这样。
As long as we don't accept it, as long as we want it to go away, as long as we want it to go away and not come back, then we're not really holding in it. We're not really accepting it.
因此只要我们还想要推开这些痛苦，我们还想要他们完完全全的消失，然后再也不要出现的话，那就是在表明我们并没有真正的在捧着这些疼痛，没有真正的去接纳他们。
Yeah, so the hurt and the anger and the resentment we feel towards others, we have to own that.
因此的话，我们对另一个人所感受到的愤怒、感受到的怨恨以及感受到被伤害的这些所有的情绪，我们必须要能够去承认他们。
Then we have to take an honest look at ourselves.
我们必须要诚实的看着自己。
And confess to the Lord how weak we are.
并且向主坦诚，向主坦诚，我们是多么的脆弱，或者叫软弱。
It's like if you're living in a glass house, you better not throw stones.
这就像是如果你是住在一个玻璃房里，那最好就不要朝这个房子扔石头。
Right, so then if we admit to the Lord how ignorant we are, how unconscious we are.
因此如果我们向主坦诚，我们是多么的无知，是多么的how ignorant and how
unconscious.
是多么的没有知觉的话。
How selfish.
是多么的自私。
How afraid.
是多么的害怕。
How we crave love.
是我多么的渴求去得到另一个人的爱。
That takes humility to admit that.
而要能得以去承认所有这一切，那都是需要有谦卑才能做到的。
Then out of that humility arises compassion for ourselves.
而出于这样的一种谦卑，便会诞生出我们对自己的同情怜悯之心。
And then we'll feel compassion for others.
然后的话，我们也会对其他人心生同情怜悯之心。
And from that humility and compassion, automatically forgiveness arises.
那么基于这样一种谦卑和同情的话，sorry, Guma, what automatically comes?
Forgiveness.
那么出于这种谦卑和同情的话，然后就会自动的诞生出原谅、宽恕。
Yeah. So we don't have to so much focus on trying to forgive others.
因此我们无需太过关注于要自己努力的去原谅宽容另一个人。
We have to focus on taking responsibility for our own heart, the condition of our own heart.
而我们应该专注于承担起责任，专注于为自己的心灵状态承担起责任。
And then forgiveness will automatically come.
那么宽容原谅的话便会自然而然的到来。
Okay.
Okay. Next one.
Yeah.
好，下一个问题，这个是试验波安，这个名字好特别，我不知道念对没。问顶拜姑鲁翻译，回到灵性世界是死后才知道吗？那活着并没有看到灵性世界啊。 Okay, so this Mataji is asking that, so going back to spiritual world,
That is only after we die we will know that if we actually go back to the spiritual world, then while we are still alive, then we are not seeing the spiritual world.
Well, there are many great realized devotees who are in both worlds at the same time.
OK. 有许多已经觉悟了的奉献者是同时身处于物质世界和灵性世界的。
And also, as you become self-realized and God-realized, you realize that nothing is separate from Krishna.
Nothing separate. 然后并且的话，当你变得有自我觉悟之后，当你变得有神的觉悟之后，你便会觉知到所有的一切都是没有和主相分离的。
Yeah, so you see that everything is in Krishna and Krishna is within everything.
你便会看到所有的一切都是在 Krishna 之中，并且 Krishna 也是处于所有的一切事物之中。
Yeah, so you'll see that there's really no difference. There's no difference between the material world and the spiritual world. The only difference is in our own consciousness.
由此的话你便会看到在物质世界和灵性世界之间是没有区别没有不同的而唯一的区别就只存在于你的知觉之中。
And then you're qualified, you know, to go to the spiritual, so-called go to the spiritual world when this body dies.
而后的话呢当你的这具躯体死亡的时候你便有资格能够得以去到灵性世界。
So actually, there is heaven on earth, but we just don't see it.
所以说，实际上确实如此。Heaven on earth, 地球上确实是存在着天堂的，只不过我们还没看到而已。
Yeah, so Vaikuntha is within our own heart.
Vaikuntha 就存在于我们的心灵之中。
Yeah, so when we realize that we've never been separate from Krishna,
因此当我们觉知到我们从来都没有和 Krishna 相分离过的话
Then he is our maintainer and our protector.
然后我们能真正的去觉知到 Krishna 是我们的维系者是我们的保护者的话
That our real self can never die.
并且觉知到觉悟到我们的真正自我是从来不会死去的
Then you're always at peace and you're always in ecstasy.
那么你将总是处于平和之中，你将总是处于狂喜之中。
Which is the definition of Vaikuntha or the spiritual world.
而这种总是存在于狂喜，总是存在于平和之中，便是活在 Vaikuntha， 便是活在灵性世界的定义。
That's right, Vaikuntha.
对的，就是 Vaikuntha。
Kunta means anxiety, and Vaikuntha and Vai means no anxiety.
Kunta 的意思就是指忧虑、焦虑的意思，而 Vai 的意思就是没有，所以说这个 Vaikuntha 就是无忧无虑的意思。
Yeah, so in this very moment, Vaikuntha is there within your heart.
就在当下的这一刻 ，Vaikuntha 就存在于你的心灵里。
Yeah, it's at the very center.Of your being, of your consciousness.
而维昆塔就存在于你的整个存在的最核心，也就是你的知觉的最中心的那个地方。
So when you're conscious of that, then that's Krishna consciousness.
如果你能觉知到这一座境界的话，那么这就被称为 Krishna 知觉。
Okay, there's.You know, there is a verse in a purport where Prabhupada directly explains how the devotee sees the spiritual world even while he's still within the material body as he advances in Krishna consciousness.
Still in the material body. 所以 Guru 在这里就提到，就是帕帕在一个师节和要旨中就直接的解释到，就是奉献者是怎样，就是奉献者是怎样，就是仍然有这样一具物质躯体，却可以看得到灵性世界的。他就是直接谈到了这一点。
I think it's in the
teachings of, it's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita where Lord Chaitanya is describing the Bhakti Lata Beach.
嗯，我想的话，这个世界应该是在《永恒的 Chaitanya 经》里面，就 Chaitanya 在谈论这个 Bhakti， Bhakti
what？ The Bhakti， the seat of devotion， Bhakti Lata Beach。
哦 ，Bhakti Lata Beach， 也就是这个Bhakti 的种子这一块。
And so this, the, you know, the seed of devotion is there within our heart.
奉爱的种子就在我们的心灵里。
When we chant without offense, it sprouts.
当我们不带冒犯的念诵的时候，这颗种子就会发芽生长。
And then it begins to grow.
然后这个种子就会开始成长。
As long as we continue to chant, means to water it and to pull the weeds around it.
只要我们持续不断的念诵，而我们的念诵的话，就相当于是在给这颗种子浇水，然后并且的话呢，也在去拔除这个种子周围的野草、杂草。
And it grows through the material world, through the Vaikuntha planets, all the way to Krishna Loka.
而这颗种子的话呢，就是一直生长着，穿透了这个维昆塔，一直到达 Krishna Loka。
And then it produces fruits of love of God.
而这就会诞生出对神之爱的果实。
And this is going on while the devotee's, you know, still in his material body.
而这一切都在持续的发生着，然后即便是。在奉献者仍然还有这样一具物质躯体的时候，这一切都在继续发生着。
Yeah, so when you're still in the material body, but you're liberated, that's called jiva mukta.
Jiva mukta. 所以说，当你还有这样一具物质躯体，而你已经解脱了的话，那么这种状态就被称为 jiva mukta.
But Lord Chaitanya cautions. He says that.As long as you're in your material body in the material world, you have to continue chanting, even if your bhakti plant has, you know, reached Krishna Loka.
Okay. 而主 Chaitanya 也警醒我们说到，只要你还在这个物质世界中，只要你还有一具物质躯体，那么你就需要持续不断的吟诵、吟唱主的圣名。这样的话呢，you have to continue chanting
even though your bhakti plant has reached the Goloka Vrindavan.
然后你还需要继续不断的吟诵、吟唱主的圣名，即便你的 bhakti 的种子的芽这个藤蔓已经长到了 Krishna Loka， 长到了Krishna Loka。
Otherwise, there's a chance that your bhakti plant may dry up.
那么否则的话呢，就是说，如果在物质世界当中的你要是停止念诵的话，那么你的 bhakti 的这个芽儿这个苗就有可能会干枯掉。
Which means you could be influenced by Maya again.
而这句话的意思就是指你有可能会再次受到 Maya 的影响。
Okay.
Okay, next one.
Yeah.
好，我们来看下一个问题。七祖子韩问顶拜姑，顶拜翻译不敢当，请教您，面对一个不相信。Krishna 是创造一切的守神，认为是自说自话，不相信经典里说的绝对真理，任何宗教都说自己是绝对的嘛。那么对崇拜神像有微词冒犯，对宗教避而远之，怎么解决这个问题？怎么解决相信的问题？感恩您 ，Hare Krishna。So this devotee is asking that when we deal with those people who do not believe that Krishna is the absolute God, Those people would claim that, oh, you just claim that he's the ultimate God. And those people who do not believe the absolute truth described in the scripture, because every religion claims that they themselves are absolute. So those people have offense towards deity worship, and they try to avoid the religion as much as possible. Then how to solve this problem? How to solve their belief problem?
Well, there's nothing, that's not our, That's not our job. Somebody else has that job.
Somebody else means those people themselves.
Maya.
Maya. Oh, okay. 所以 Guru 说到的话呢，您问到怎么解决这个问题，怎么解决这个相信信仰的问题哈。然后 Guru 说到，这并不是我们要干的事儿，这是 Maya 要干的事儿。
Yeah, the material world is designed in such a way that gradually the soul will turn towards God.
物质世界被设计的方式就是为了促使个体灵魂能够最终去意识到这个soul will realize that there is God, right?
No, we'll turn towards God, yeah.
Oh, towards God. 那么就物质世界被设计的方式就是为了促使个体灵魂能够最终面向神，就是最终向神求助。
Right. And when we're under the illusion that we're separate from God, we're suffering.
当我们存在于这种幻觉之中，认为自己是和主相分离的幻觉之中，那么我们就会受苦。
We feel isolated and alone.
我们就会感到孤独，感到隔绝。
And we feel incomplete.
并且我们会感到不完整。
So we try and find something permanent. We try and find completeness in the temporary, incomplete material world.
由此的话，我们就会试图在这个不完整的，在这个短暂易逝的物质世界中去找到完整，去找到永恒。
So it's an incompatible situation.
所以说的话呢，这真的是一种非常不契合的状态，就是你要在一个短暂的世界当中去找到永恒，是非常非常不契合的。
Yeah, so no matter what we get, we lose it.
所以无论我们在这里得到什么，我们最终都会失去。
And so gradually, you know, the soul begins to question why I'm here.
所以说渐渐的个体灵魂就会开始去质疑我为什么会在这里。
And why I have no control, really.
为什么我一点控制都没有。
And then the soul gets a little intelligent and starts to perceive that, wow, I'm not in control, but somebody else must be.
而后的话呢，灵魂会得到一些智力，就会开始去感知到，哦，我没有处于掌控之中，而是有另外一个人处于掌控之中。
Yeah, there must be a higher power, a higher reality.
肯定有一个更高的力量存在，有一个更高的现实存在。
Yeah, and then our job appears.
然后的话，我们的工作，就我们要做的事儿就出现了。
Yeah, we can talk to those people that are interested in the absolute truth, but just not in joining some fanatical, you know, sectarian religious belief system.
Not what? Sorry.
Not interested in just joining a religious belief system.
Okay. Who are not interested in joining religious
beliefs? Those who sincerely want to know what the absolute truth is, but they're not interested in just a limited view of the absolute truth that's given in, you know, opposing different religious beliefs systems.
Okay, I see. 那么接着我们的工作，我们的要做的事情就出现了，那就是我们去和那些对绝对真理真正感兴趣的人交流，而这些人是对绝对真理感兴趣，是真诚的很感兴趣，而不是对于这种有宗教派系之分的这些宗教组织当中所宣扬的充满限制性的观点感兴趣的这些人交流。
Yeah, so you know, we should just pick the right mangoesand leave the green mangoes on the tree so they can ripen.
因此的话，我们应该只把已经快要成熟的芒果摘下来，而不是把那些绿芒果，就是还没有长熟的、没有青芒果给摘下来。要等到它们熟透了之后，然后再把它们摘下来。
Blue mango.
啊？
How do you say ripe? Lu?
熟芒果。Ripe 芒果。熟 means ripe.
Okay,
next one.
Yeah.
好，继续这位妈大姐子韩妈大姐问到，顶拜咕噜，如果说修行 Krishna 知觉是为了来世不轮回，那和活在当下是不是矛盾？此生属于自己，下一世便不知道，何必纠结于此？好好活好这一生就好了，这种认知如何平衡呢？请教咕噜。 Okay, so here the same devotees asking another question that living in the presentand also practicing Krishna consciousness so that I will not be born next life, means that I will just quit this birth and death cycle. So those two concepts, aren't they contradictory against each other? That's the first question. And the second one, she continues asking that, this life belongs to me.However, the next life, I don't know what it belongs to. So why should I be bothered by this? I just have to live well this life. That's good. That's it. So how to balance this kind of understanding?
So living in the present and Krishna consciousness or...going back to the spiritual world at the end of your life is, they're not different from each other. They're not opposed to each other.
活在当下和这个修行 Krishna 知觉是为了来世不轮回，是为了能够回归灵性世界。这两种的话呢，其实并不矛盾，并而且的话，这两者并没有不同。
Yeah, so...Self-realization, or Krishna consciousness, is to distinguish reality from illusion.
自我觉悟或者叫做修习 Krishna 知觉，就是为了使得我们能得以去分辨幻觉和真相。
That's called waking up.
That's called what? Waking now?
Waking up.
而这就被叫做醒来，就是。醒来的意思就是你能够得以去分辨幻觉，这就叫做醒来。
Because we're dreaming that we're separate from Krishna.
因为我们是在做着梦，在梦里面我们认为自己是和 Krishna 相分离的。
And we're dreaming that there's a past and a future.
并且我们在做着梦，在梦里面我们认为是有过去有未来的。
Because the soul is eternal.
而由于灵魂是永恒的
And the soul is an eternal servant of Krishna.
并且灵魂是 Krishna 的永恒的仆人
That's the reality.
而这就是现实，这就是真相
Yeah, so we're here to distinguish reality from illusion.
而我们在这里就是为了去分辨这个真相而去学会去分辨这个真相和幻觉这个幻觉就是刚才谈到的，我们去想象的自己和 Krishna 是相分离的，而真相就是我们是神永恒的仆人的这个真相。
Yeah, so the soul doesn't exist within time.
灵魂是不存在于时间之中的。
Because there's no beginning or end for the soul.
因为对于个体灵魂来说是没有开始也没有结束的。
There's only now.
对于个体灵魂而言，只有永恒的当下。
Even if we remember the past, we can only remember right now.
即便我们是要去回忆过去，我们也只能在当下此刻回忆过去。
And even if we imagine, you know, the future or some future life, we can only imagine it right now.
而即便我们去想象未来，我们去想象在。未来会过上怎么样的生活？那我们也只能是在当下此刻去想象未来而已。
So in reality, we don't exist any other time but now.
因此在现实之中，我们只存在于当下此刻，而不存在于除了当下此刻之外的任何一个其他时刻。
So we always exist now.
因此我们总是存在于当下此刻的。
And we only exist because Krishna exists.
而我们之所以存在是因为 Krishna 存在。
And so we're grateful to him.
因此我们对 Krishna 心怀感恩之情。
That's bhakti.
而这就是 bhakti.
That's liberation.
这就是解脱。
And when we understand that, there's no more birth and death.
而当我们能真正明白、真正理解这一点，那么对我们来说也就不会再有生死轮回。
Or the illusion of birth and death.
或者是不会再有这种关于生死轮回的幻觉。
And actually, this life doesn't belong to you or to me.
实际上，这一世的人生的话，既不属于你，也不属于我。
Nothing belongs to us, not even our own life.
没有任何事物属于我们自己，即便是我们的人生，我们这一世的人生都不属于我们自己。
It's all given to us by Krishna.
所有的一切都是 Krishna 送给我们的。
And it's maintained by Krishna.
并且所有的一切都是由 Krishna 在维系着的。
Actually, this body and mind are going on automatically beyond our control.
实际上我们所拥有的这个身体所拥有的这个心意都是在自动的运作着的自动的这个持续着的这个身体和心意是不属于我们的掌控范围之内的
It's going on by the modes of material nature
这个物质的身体和心意都是经由物质自然三形态的共同作用而运作着的
We think we're doing it, but actually, we're not.
我们认为是我们在做着所有的一切。我们认为是我们自己在有这个心意，有这个身体，在用心意做着这个事情，在用身体干着那个事情。然而实际上并非如此。
And when we realize this truth, that I'm not the doer, that Krishna's doing everything, and I'm just watching, then we're eligible to go into the spiritual world or to the dimension where there's no more illusion of birth and death.
Okay. Of birth and death. 因此当我们觉悟到这个真理或叫这个真相觉悟到这个真理或者这个真相是什么那就是我不是行为者而 Krishna 才是行为者。而我们所在做的一切便只是在观看着眼前的一切的话当我们能够觉悟到这个真理或者这个真相那么我们便会有资格能够回归灵性世界而这个灵性世界也就是我们有资格能够回到那个不会再有生死轮回幻觉的地方
Yeah, so actually we're not doing anything and nothing belongs to us
因此实际上我们并没有在做着任何事情并且没有任何事物是属于我们自己的
Let's look at and if you don't believe me let's look at chapter 14 verse 19
而如果你不相信我说的这一番话的话我们一起来看着博迦梵歌的第十四章第十九世纪
Bhagavad Gita Nanyam Gunebhya Kartaram Yada Drashta Nupashati Gunebhyas Chaparam Dete Madbhavam Sodigashati When one properly sees that in all activities no other performer is at work than these three modes of nature and he knows the Supreme Lord who is transcendental to all these modes he attains my spiritual nature
14.19 一文当人正确地认识到在所有活动之中除了这些自然形态外再无其他活动者而且知道至尊主超越于所有这些形态之上时即可到达我的灵性本性
Yeah, so we have every reason to want to wake up
因此我们有所有一切的理由来想要醒来
And with a suitable, you know, knowledge and practice, it's possible.
而有了适合的知识，有了恰当的知识和修习方式，那么我们是能够醒来的。
Okay.
Okay, next one.
Yeah.
好，下一个问题。Rasa Madaji 是 Madaji 吧？问心意和玛雅也是人格化的吗？顶拜 Guru. So this devotee is asking that are mind and the Maya also personification or personified? I don't fully understand the question, but just translate.
Yeah, I don't really understand the question either.
Rasa 这位奉献者，您问的这个问题，我和咕噜都没看明白。然后能不能麻烦你换一种方式，然后来阐释一下您的问题呢？什么叫做心意和玛雅是人格化的？我们有点没明白，麻烦您再问一下啊。Okay, next one.
Yeah, I'll just say that, you know, Krishna explains, you know, in chapter 7, verses 4 and 5. He describes the material energy, which is Maya, you know, in eight features, or eight aspects.
Oh, okay. 老古鲁说，他就补充说一句，在《博迦梵歌》第七章的第四到五十节当中，克里斯那就描述了 Maya， 也就是他的物质能量，然后他就八个方面来谈到了这个 Maya 物质能量。
Yeah, so there is a personification of Maya.
所以说，玛雅确实有人格化的一面。
And you could say our mind and our body and our false ego are expressions of that Maya.
所以你可以说我们的心意、我们的身体和我们的假我都是玛雅的一种表达。
Yeah, so earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. This is Krishna's Maya energy.
所以说这个土水火风，对，土水火空气以太心意知性假我，这些的话呢，这八者合起来就是 Krishna 的物质能量。
Yeah, so our personality, the person we think we are, the false ego, that's also an expression of Maya.
所以说我们的性格，我们的人格，也就是我们所想象出来的自己，想象出来的我是谁，也就是我们的假我，它就是玛雅的一种表达。
Yeah, that energy that causes us to think that we exist separate from Krishna and that we're the doer, that's Maya.
而这种导致我们去相信自己是与 Krishna 相分离而存在的，导致我们去相信自己才是作为者、才是行为者的这股能量，这股能量就是玛雅。
Maya.
Okay.
Yeah.
好，我们来看下一个问题。尊敬的 Maharaja， 我刚刚开始学习瑜伽经和博迦梵歌，可否请您详细讲解一下非暴力？在博迦梵歌中 ，Krishna 劝 Arjuna 为履行职责而使用暴力，是否违背了非暴力的原则？瑜伽经上说，只要遵循非暴力，敌意就会消除。圣经里也讲，人家打你左脸，右脸也给人家打。我们在日常生活中该如何修习这点呢？So here this devotee says that I just begin to study the Vedas and the Bhagavad Gita. Could you please talk a bit in details about the non-violence? In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna encourages Arjuna to utilize violence when he engages in his duties. Does this disobey the non-violence principle? That's the first question. And the second one is that the Veda says that as long as one follows the non-violence, the enemy, the hostility will disappear. And the Bible also says that if the person slaps your left cheek and he also gives your right cheek for the other person to slap. I don't know the exact original word.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, turn the other cheek.
Oh, turn the other cheek. So,
if somebody hits you on one side, you should turn your head so they can hit you on the other side.
Oh, okay. So he says that the Bible also says like that. So how can we practice this in our daily life?
Yeah, well, these are all, you know, very common questions and legitimate questions people have, especially when they first start reading Bhagavad Gita.
就是您问到的这个问题的话呢，是很常见的问题，是很合理的问题，尤其是当人们刚开始阅读《薄伽梵歌》的时候，都会经常提出这个类似的问题。
Yeah, so as spiritual practitioners, yes, we want to practice non-violence and forgiveness.
是的，作为灵性修习者，我们想要能够去履行非暴力的原则，然后能够去宽容、原谅、谅解对方。
But at the same time, sometimes violence is necessary.
但有些时候的话呢，暴力却是必要的。
Just for example, you know, sometimes when you're sick, it's necessary to have surgery in order to save your body.
就举个例子来说，如果你要是生病的话，可能就不得不进行手术，才能够让自己最终得以痊愈。
Yeah. And in the material world, there is evil.
而在物质世界中确实是有邪恶存在的，对吧？
That means not everyone is going to obey the laws.
而这换句话就是说，并不是每一个人都会去遵循法律。
And Krishna explains that the only way that you can maintain laws is by punishment.
Krishna 就解释到过，你唯一能够维系法律的方法，那就是通过惩罚的方式。
Yeah, so as individuals, especially as Brahmins, we cultivate non-violence.
所以说作为一个个体，特别是如果是婆罗门的话，那就需要去培养非暴力。
But if you're a policeman, or you know, you're in the army, and you're there to protect and maintain law and order, you have to be violent sometimes.
而如果你是一位警察，或者是你要是在军队里，这个服务的话，那么你就不得不去在某些时候运用暴力。来得以维系和保护法律和秩序。
Yeah, so there always needs to be a class of people that maintains order, and sometimes they have to use violence.
所以说的话呢，社会是需要有这样一群人的存在，这样一群需要可能运用暴力来得以维护法律和秩序的这样一群人的存在的。
So they're allowed to carry a gun because that's their job.
所以说这些人的话呢，是被允许能够去随身配枪的，因为这是他们的职责，他们的工作。
But the common people, they're not allowed to walk around with guns and be violent.
但是普罗大众的话呢，却并不被允许随身配枪，然后并不允许去使用暴力。
And when some evil person is threatening us, we're glad when the police arrive and show them their gun.
而如果我们确实要是遇到坏人，有些人就是在用暴力或者是用什么东西来威胁我们的时候，我们是不是能当看到警察到的时候，就觉得真的是大松一口气，然后非常高兴，然后有人来帮助我们，来解救我们，对吧
？Yeah. So there's a saying that I learned when I grew up. My mother taught me. It's famous in English, and you probably have a similar saying in Chinese. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words might never hurt me.
Yes.
Okay. 其实顾尔就说到他在小时候的时候，他妈妈就我转成第一人称，然后我妈妈小时候就专门用这句话来教过我，然后这句话在英语当中是很出名的一句话，我相信在中文当中的话也有类似的一个表达，那就是石头和棍棒是会伤到我的骨头的，石头和棍棒会伤到我的骨头，但是言语却不会伤害到我。
Yeah, so as a devotee or as a, you know, a person practicing spiritual life, we cultivate humility, and tolerance and forgiveness.
那么作为奉献者，作为灵性修习者，我们努力的去培养谦卑，培养容忍，培养宽恕和原谅。
But that doesn't mean that we allow someone to abuse us, you know, to the point that it's, you know, dangerous for our life or the life of our friends and family.
但是的话，这并不意味着我们就允许别人来虐待我们，允许别人来做伤害我们或者是伤害我们的家人朋友的那些坏事。
Yeah, so if somebody slaps our face, rather than turn the other cheek and or hit them, we should just call the police.
所以说，如果有人要是打我们的左脸的话，那与其去把右脸也让给别人打，然后不如或者是与其把右脸让给别人打，或者与其去反击对方去打回去的话，不如喊警察吧，叫警察。
So it's important to maintain law and order for the good of everyone.
所以说为了每个人的益，对于每个人的益处来看，最好是能够去维系法律和秩序。
Otherwise, you have anarchy.
否则的话，就有整个这样一种无秩序的状态蔓延在社会之中。
So as devotees, yes, we practice nonviolence and truthfulness and humility and respect for others.
所以作为奉献者，我们培养非暴力的言行，我们培养说真话、说真相的这种心态，然后并且培养谦卑和容忍。
And we also practice forgiveness or letting go.
并且我们也培养宽容、原谅，培养这种放手的心态。
Yeah, not for the other person, for our own peace of mind.
而不是为了另一个人，却是为了我们自己平和的心意而去努力培养这些品质的。
And that will also help us come to the realization that we're not our minds and bodies and that we're all children of God.
而这便会使得我们能得以，这便会有助于我们获得这样的觉知，获得这样的觉悟，那就是我们不是这个心意，不是这个身体，而我们所有人都是神的孩子。
Okay.
Next one.
Yes.
好，我们再来看这个一个问题。有一位叫冰纯的妈拉吉问到：心智很弱，不成熟，玻璃心怎么改善呢 ？So this Mata Ji is asking that the mind is very weak, very immature. It's basically like a glass heart. So glass heart in Chinese means that the heart can be easily broken, easily wounded. So how to improve that?
Can you read that question again?
So if a person has a glass heart, meaning that the heart can be easily wounded, can be easily injured,and very immature, basically meaning that not enough inner strength, then how to improve this?
Oh, okay. Yes, so, yeah, we use the term heart in so many different ways, but in this case it means very emotionally sensitive.
Emotionally sensitive. 我们说到这个心这个词眼哈，就是这个心的这个字眼实际上是包含有很多含义的，可能在不同的这个语境当中就有不同的含义。而您在这里问的这个玻璃心，心智很弱，那么这里的心的话实际上指的就是一种情绪上的敏感。
Or we could also say a fragile self-image.
或者换一种表达方式叫做脆弱的自我形象。
Full of fear and insecurity.
充满了恐惧和不安全感。
Well, the ultimate cure for this is self-realization.
而对于这种，对于这种的这个根本的治疗方法，那就是自我觉悟。
Yeah, so we begin the process of self-realization, by first, being able to observe our thoughts, our emotions, and our body.
而我们通过首先能够去观察自己的心意，观察自己的身体和念头和情绪，以这样的一种方式得以开启自我觉悟的过程。
So, in the process of japa, when we're chanting the holy names, any time our attention is distracted away from the name by a thought or a feeling or a sensation, we're able to observe it.
那么当我们在念诵加帕的过程中，这个念诵神的圣名的过程中，任何一刻，当一个念头、一种感受，或者是身体的某种感觉，比如说刺痛感等等的，这些感觉突然间出现，把我们的注意力给弄分散了，就从圣名上面给转移了。那么此时我们要能得以去观察到这一点。
So two things happen then.
那么而后会有两件事情发生。
We become very aware of what our thoughts and our emotions and sensations of the body are.
我们能变得非常去觉知到自己的念头、情绪和身体的感觉是怎么的一种，我们能够非常去觉知到这些东西。
We're not trying to stop the thought.
并且我们不是试图去停止念头。
Or the emotion of fear or anger.
也不是去停止这种恐惧或愤怒的情绪。
Or the sensations that are going on in the body.
也不是试图去停止身体当中正在发生着的各种感受、各种感觉。
Or just acknowledge that they're there.
而我们只是去承认这些念头、情绪和感觉的存在。
Then we see that I'm something different.
而后我们便会看到，我并不是这些念头、情绪和感觉。
I'm not the thought.
我们就会看到我们是不一样的。我并不是脑海里的这个念头。
I'm the knower of the thought.
而我是念头的知晓者。
I'm not that emotion of fear or anger.
我并不是情绪的恐惧和不安全感。
I'm the knower of that emotion.
而我是情绪的知晓者。
I'm not the sensation in the body.
我并不是身体当中的感觉。
I'm the knower of the sensation.
而我是这个身体感觉的知晓者。
Yeah, so then gradually our sense of self shifts from that fragile ego to the real ego.
那么渐渐的我们的自我感就会从这种脆弱的假我形象上转移到真正的自我之上。
Yeah, so then we're not so affected by what other people think or say about us.
那么接着我们就不会再被其他人所说所做的事情被那么的打扰，被他们所影响。
And we begin to experience real freedom.
我们便能开始真正的去体会到，我们便会去体会到真正的自由。
And we're not so reactive like we used to be.
就不会再像原来那样，对外界做出同等的反应。
Yeah, so it's not that we try and hide from the thought or reject the feeling, but actually we acknowledge it and accept it.
因此并不是我们试图去逃避这些念头，然后试图去躲开这些念头，或者试图去拒绝这些情绪。实际上我们在做的是去承认念头和情绪的存在，去接纳他们。
If we just react to the fear or react to the thought, then we stay identified with it.
而如果我们只是继续对恐惧做出反应，继续对念头做出反应的话，那么我们其实只是在维系着对这些念头和恐惧的认同。
Then we continue to suffer from a fragile ego.
那么我们便会持续的去由于这个脆弱的假我、脆弱的自我形象而受苦。
But as we chant with attention, we see that oh, actually, I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. Eternal meaning can never be destroyed.
而后我们带着全然的专注来念诵圣名，便会觉悟到自己是主永恒的仆人，而永恒的这个字眼便是指我们永远都不会被毁灭。
So that's the ultimate solution.
而这就是 而这就是最终的解决方法，那就是自我觉悟了。
But it begins by being present and accepting of your feelings.
而这个自我觉悟便始自于你能否临在当下此刻，能否和你的情绪念头一起临在，能够接受他们的存在。
Okay.
Next one.
How many more?
One from today. Oh, not one. Maybe two. Yeah.
So we answered all from last week?
Yes, finally finished.
Yay, okay.
上个星期所有的问题终于回答完毕，我们来看今天大家问的问题。第一个是喜宝组员问顶拜咕噜和老师们周末愉快。我昨天在向一户举办家宴的人家派发 Krishna 新年挂历的时候，正好遇见他们因为一些家庭琐事沟通不好而出现语言暴力，导致极端行为，导致本来的好事情一下子变成彼此的伤害。请问Guru，这些充满暴力的家庭是前世业力的显现吗？第二个问题，应该在 Krishna 知觉里以怎样的方法来帮助他们家庭和乐呢？谢谢。So here this Mataji is offering her obeisances, and she said that yesterday I was trying to distribute Krishna's New Year calendar. You know, Chinese devotees have the special calendar, and I was giving it to one family. That family was having a family feast yesterday, and it happened.That the big family, out of some miscommunication because of the trivial things at home and which caused the verbal violence and eventually led to extreme behaviors. So which caused the whole feast turning into a big drama that causing everyone harm. So my question is that, so those families that are full of violence,Is that the manifestation of their previous karma? That's the first question. And the second one is how to help them to establish harmony and home through me being Krishna consciousness.
Oh. Wow, it's funny. You know, when I used to work, some of the busiest days were during New Year's,And Christmas, where families got together. There'd be so much violence.
Oh, really? Oh, Guru 在这里说到，就是他原来在当消防员，当那个911急救人员的时候，他们最忙的时候，大家猜什么时候？他们最忙的时候就是一年当中新年，然后圣诞节的时候，然后老百姓们齐聚家园，然后就暴力就发生了。
Yeah, so a lot of families, you know, they're dysfunctional.
有许多家庭是不正常的，就是不正常，是叫翻译成不正常，还是叫做就是反正不健。
Right, and we've discussed so much how, you know, as babies, even from the time we're in the womb, we're basically downloading a lot of the programming that our parents have.That they receive from their parents.
我们之前在课堂上也讲到过，那么即便当我们还是在母亲的子宫里的时候，便已经开始从父母那里下载着他们的心理和行为模式，而父母遗传给我们的这些心理和行为模式，也是他们从他们的父母那里遗传来的。
So, we don't generally learn how to listen and respect each other.Listen to each other and respect each other's differences.
所以说我们总的来说都是没有去学习过如何能够去倾听对方，如何能够去尊敬对方，就是这一方面哈，倾听和尊敬彼此间的不同是就是相当于是陌生领域。
And when we don't listen to each other or understand each other, this leads to either.Frustration and anger, or we suppress those feelings and then they burst out later.
那么而当我们没有去倾听彼此，没有去理解彼此的话，那么 最终这就会导致挫败和愤怒，然后或者我们把这些情绪抑制下来，到最后的话呢就抑制不住，于是就爆发出来了。
And then if you add alcohol into the mix, then it's like a fuse, it's going to light the bomb.
而如果要是在整个这个过程当中还加入了酒精的话，要喝酒，那就相当于是点燃了这个导火线，然后整个事情就爆炸了。
Yes, so that's not typical, but many families have this kind of dysfunction, and it goes from generation to the next, and you could say, yeah, of course, everything is karma.
所以说这就是许多家庭就是这么不正常的运转着，然后就一代传一代的，一代遗传一代的这样继续下去，所以说你可以把这描述为就是他们前世的业力。
And of course, and the other question is, well, how do we help such families?
而第二个问题您问到就是我们怎么样来帮助他们。
And the answer is, we have to start with ourselves.
而这个回答就是我们必须首先要始自于自己。
Right, we have to be the change that we want to see.
我们如果想要改变世界的话，那我们首先就成为自己想要看到的改变。
I like one of my favorite quotes from Lao Tzu.
我很喜欢老子曾说过的一句话。
If you want to awaken all of humanity, then awaken all of yourself.
老子的这句话直接翻译成英文，然后我不知道中文是什么，大家可能得去查一下。在英文当中翻译出来就是，如果你想要唤醒全人类的话，那首先你自己要彻底的醒来。
If you want to eliminate the suffering in the world, then eliminate all that is dark and negative in yourself.
而如果你想要消除全人类的痛苦的话，对，你要如果你想要消除所有人所遭受的苦难的话，那么首先消除掉你内心的黑暗，消除掉你内心中所有的负面的东西。
Truly, the greatest gift you can give. Truly, the greatest gift you have to give is that of your own self-transformation.
Your own self-transformation. 所以说你需要去给予的最伟大的礼物，那就是你自身的自我转变。
Yeah, so, if we want to be a peacemaker, then we have to be peaceful ourselves.
因此，如果我们想要成为和平使者的话，那我们首先自己要变得平和。
Right? Or we want to help others to become happy, we have to truly be happy ourselves.
如果我们想要帮助别人过得幸福快乐的话，那么我们首先自己就要是幸福快乐的。
If we want to help others communicate, then we have to be able to communicate ourselves.
而如果我们想要促进他人的交流方式的话，那么我们首先自己就要懂得交流。
Okay, thank you for your question.
Okay, 谢谢你的问题。Next one.
Okay.
我们来看今天的最后一个问题。扩大尼他也问，我都不懂得宽容别人，怎么能期待得到主的宽容呢？我怎样去感受我的痛苦，治愈我的痛苦呢？对自己的宽容之后，才能宽容其他人。扩大尼他，您这是一个您的分享还是一个问题呢？I'm not sure that if Kodanita here is asking a question or she's sharing her reflections. She's just sharing her reflections with everyone here. So she says that I don't know how to forgive others, then how can I expect forgiveness from the Lord? And how do I feel my pain and how do I heal my pain? After I have forgiveness towards myself, then I can forgive others.
Yeah, thank you for your reflection.
顾如说，谢谢您的分享。
Okay, Guru Maharaj, there's one more question coming up. You want to answer or wait?
Okay, I have a couple more minutes. How about you? Are you okay?
Okay, I'm fine. Yeah, two more.
How about Samuki? Is she okay?
Samuki Maharaj, Guru 问你时间够不够，然后他可能还想再回答一个问题呢。
Okay, I see.
Okay, she says okay, I think. 看您写说要行。我们来看下一个问题。2637这位奉献者说，顶拜咕噜莲花组，我是初学者，我很愚昧，我的问题也会冒犯，但我真的想不明白，为什么像加亚帕塔卡斯瓦米这样伟大的奉献者也会被感染病毒呢？为什么至尊主不保护纯粹的奉献者？我学习几年，我听到好几位咕噜被感染甚至死亡。Hare Krishna. So here this devotee is offering his or her obeisances and saying that I'm a beginner and I'm very, very ignorant. And my question would also be offensive. I hope you don't mind. But I really just cannot understand that why...Great devotees like Jayapataka Swami would have been affected by the virus. Why not the Lord protect pure devotees? I have been studying for a year, and I have heard that several spiritual masters have been affected by the virus and even died.
Yeah, well, the short answer is we all die.
简短的回答就是我们都会死亡。
Either it's by accident or by cancer or by some other disease.
要不然是因为事故啊，要不然是因为癌症啊，然后或者是由于其他的一些疾病就会导致死亡。
And the ways of the Lord are mysterious.
而主的方式是很神秘的。
Yeah, so, you know, whether it's by virus or by cancer or by car accident, we're going to die one way or the other.
所以说无论是因为病毒还是因为癌症还是由于车祸，那么我们总是会由于某一种方式而最终死亡的。
So whenever the Lord decides that our term is up or that, you know,He wants us somewhere else, then that's when we'll leave this body.
因此的话，无论何时主决定要把我们派到别的地方去，然后要决定呢，就是我们在这里的时间已经完结了的话，那么我们就会离开这具躯体。
And what was the other question?
Why would such great devotees suffer from getting infected, and why does the Lord not protect the pure devotees? That's
well, again, yeah, well, yeah, that's it, yeah. So, you know, however, you know, we don't have a choice, you know, when we're born or when we die. We don't know. It's all unknown to us. It's a mystery.
我们什么时候会出生，什么时候会死亡，那么这些我们都是没有选择的，对于我们来说这些都是未知的，我们是无法知晓什么时候会出生，什么时候会死亡。
And it's not under our control.
而这些并不是处于我们的掌控之内。
And we're going to die when we're going to die, and when we die, it doesn't mean the Lord hasn't protected us.
而当我们需要面临死亡的时候，我们就会死去，而我们死去的话，并不意味着主就没有在保护我们。
Yeah, the real protection is never forgetting who or what we are in our relationship with Krishna.
而我们能得到的真正的保护，那就是我们从来都不会忘记自己是谁，忘记自己是什么，并且也从来不会遗忘我们和 Krishna 之间的关系。
And that's how the Lord protects devotees.
而这就是主保护他的奉献者的方式方法。
And the devotees, the pure devotees, they don't.Say to the Lord, please protect my body. They say, please protect my service.
而纯粹的奉献者是不会对主祈求说，主啊，请您保护我的身体吧。而他们祈祷的是，主啊，请您保护我的服务吧。
Yeah, so one who's even once sincerely prayed to the Lord and said, Lord, I am yours, the Lord will never forsake that person.
而任何一个人哪怕只有那么一次是真诚的向主祈祷，向主祈祷说，主啊，我是你的，我是属于您的，那么哪怕是这么一次的话，主都永远不会放弃这个个体灵魂。
Yeah, so we shouldn't, you know, externally just see the situation, oh, this person has died, that means the Lord has forsaken them. No, everybody dies.
因此我们不应该根据外在的这种状况来判断，哦，这个人死掉了，所以说这就说明，主没有保护他。而我们要明白的一点就是所有人都会死亡。
But the mercy of the Lord is that we will continue our service, maybe not in this body, but we will continue our service.
而我们得到的仁慈就是我们会继续的去服务，可能不是继续在通过这具物质躯体来服务，换一具躯体，但是的话，我们的服务将永远是持续下去的。
Okay,
next one.
Yeah.
古尔今天状态好，我们来看下一个问题。Vara Daisvara Malaji 问顶拜古鲁的莲花族，我们离开躯体时超灵也陪着灵魂吗？答案固定，有的人离开躯体时得不到出超躯体，处于鬼魂，那他的超灵和灵魂都去哪儿了？So this Malaji here is offering her obeisances and she's asking that when we leave the body, the super soul also accompanies the jiva soul, right?So some people left the body and still couldn't get the gross body, so they basically stuck in a state of a ghost. Then where does the super soul and the soul goes? Where do the super soul and the soul goes? Because they don't have a gross body and they in the state of being a ghost?
Well, the soul and the super soul actually never go anywhere.Because they don't have a material location.
Material location. 个体灵魂和超灵其实从来都没有去到过任何地方，因为个体灵魂和超灵并没有任何一个物质上的方位，应该叫做物质上的方位，或者叫做物质上的地方。
Yeah. And the soul, the super soul is the source of the soul, just like a...Sun is the source of the sun ray.
而超灵是个体灵魂的源头，就像是太阳是阳光的源头一样。
So they're never separate from each other.
所以说个体灵魂和超灵是从来都没有分离过的。
Yeah. So the souls in the material world, you know, we talk about it as like they're here in a location, but the soul is dreaming.That it's, you know, separate from the Lord. In reality, the soul is never separate from the super soul.
那么我们在谈论着这个这个受物质制约的个体灵魂呐、然后谈论着这个物质世界，就仿佛是个体灵魂都是在这个物质世界上的，是没有处于灵性世界的。然而实际上，个体灵魂只是在做着梦。在梦里面认为自己是和主相分离的，但在现实之中，个体灵魂却从来都没有和超灵，没有和超灵分离过。
And so this dream is occurring within, you know, the subtle body.
所以说这种梦境发生在这个精微躯体之中的。
And, you know, sometimes the subtle body is in a gross body and sometimes it's not.
而有些时候精微躯体是处在粗糙躯体之中，而有些时候精微躯体就没有处在粗糙躯体之中。
Yeah, so like when we fall asleep at night, the subtle body leaves the gross body and is, you know, floating around the astral world or the ghostly world.
Really? OK, 所以 Guru 就说到，在我们晚上睡觉的时候，熟睡的时候，我们的那个精微躯体就会离开粗糙躯体，就会飘在这个鬼魂所在的他的那个空间之中，
And then when
you know, when we wake up in the gross body, we're still dreaming that we're the gross body.
嗯，然后当我们在粗糙躯体当中醒来的时候，我们仍然还在做着梦，然后在梦里面认为我就是这个粗糙躯体。
So the soul is in a dreaming state when it's identified with the gross and subtle body.
嗯，因此当个体灵魂仍然认同于粗糙躯体和精微躯体的时候，那么这个个体灵魂就仍然是在做着梦，就处于这样一种梦境状态。
But the soul itself has no separate existence from God.
然而的话呢，灵魂本身是和神是没有任何分离的这种状态的。
Just like a sun ray doesn't exist separate from the sun.
就像是太阳光是绝对不会与太阳相分离着的存在着。
If it was ever separated, it would cease to exist.
而如果太阳光真的是要和太阳分离的话，那太阳光根本也就不会存在了。
Yeah, so it's very difficult to talk about, you know, the spiritual and the material, you know, from, especially from the bodily material concept of life.
嗯，因此的话呢，尤其是在基于这种对于生命的物质化概念的理解，来谈论灵性的，谈论物质的，这实际上是非常困难的，就是你很难去说清楚到底是怎么一回事。
Because it's beyond our mind's ability to conceive.
因为这是超越了我们的心意的能力范畴能得以去理解的。
Okay.
Okay.There's one more question, Guru Maharaj. Two more. You wanna?
Two more.
嗯。
I think we'll have to stop here.
嗯 ，OK，OK， 这个剩下的两个问题的话呢，就得麻烦大家等到下个星期再回答了。
But I really appreciate all your questions, and we'll get to them next week.
但是我真的非常感激大家的提问，所以下个星期肯定会回答，请到时收听。
So I thank you all for your enthusiastic participation in today's class.
非常感谢各位今天热情的参与。
And thank you, Narayani and Sumukhi, as always.
嗯，一如既往的感谢 Sumukhi Mataji.
All glories to Prabhupada and all glories to Srimad Bhagavad Gita.
所有的荣耀都归于帕帕，所有的荣耀都归于 Srimad Bhagavad Gita.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Guruji. 外昆塔之音，福源于聆听。今天的讲课到此结束。Hare Krishna, 愿大家有美好的机会。